It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Second Date Update on a wonderful Thursday morning, and we're graced by the presence of Ben. Ben, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
We're happy to have you here, man. Hopefully, we can make this a pleasant experience for everyone involved, including us and definitely you. So why don't you tell us about Carla and what the story is there?
Yeah, so, okay. I was hoping you guys could help me out. So, personally, I think there's a future there, but something's going on because after we went out, she just fell off the face of the earth.
Okay.
And, it was a good night. Like, we started off by going to barbecue with some people I know, and then we went out afterwards and ended up grabbing beers back at my place. So, you know, everything went pretty well. Based on all that, you know, when I thought things went well, at least I thought we'd link up again and all the usual stuff since then, you know, there's never been like anything from her. Like, I haven't heard from her at all.
Okay. So your vibe was good the entire night. And since then,
the vibe was
nothing.
Great.
Okay. All right.
Nothing at all. I've tried. Now, here's the thing. I've tried texting her a bunch.
Okay.
Sent her a few Instagram messages, and I think maybe that's the problem. Like, maybe I reached out too many times and she thinks I'm a stalker. You know what I mean?
Oh, you know what? That's true. Like, if you hit them too many times in a row and they haven't responded or something, and maybe that's I could see that as a possibility. You're not a stalker, are you, Ben? We're not going to find that out.
No, not at all. I mean, just the fact that we're having the conversation and I'm afraid I came off like a stalker, I think that makes me not a stalker.
Okay. Well, there's nothing
or
less
stalker. Or is that exactly what a stalker would say, Ben?
Okay, you know what?
I don't know that we can trust you, Ben. I'm not sold. I trust no one until we get to the second half of this segment, which hopefully is going to involve a quick check-in from Carla. We're going to try to get her on the phone. We're going to talk to her at 7:25.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
So we heard from Ben, got his side of the story, thought he had a great night out, went to a barbecue with some people, and now he's worried that he's freaked Carla out because he reached out one too many times. Thinks maybe she's looking at him like a stalker or something, and that's why she's not responding. So we wanted to talk to her, see how she's feeling after this date. Carla, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Hey, Carla, it's Frito and Katie. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
We are doing great, Carla, and we're hoping we can make your day even better by offering you this sweet second date package that we have up for grabs. So the only little hitch is you have to go out with someone you've already been out with before, and we pick. So the guy in question is Ben. Do you remember going on a date with a guy named Ben?
I do remember going out with him, yes. Yeah.
All right, walk me through that date.
Okay, well, we went to a thing with some friends at their house, and then we decided to go out afterward, and there, you know, for sure were some drinks involved.
Okay.
And right. It got a little out of hand, and Ben had his apartment was close by, so we went back
okay.
there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we get there, we go inside and all that stuff, and then he heads to the bathroom. And he's just there peeing with the door open, like I'm not even there. Like he's like a crazy person or something.
Ben?
Okay, so yeah, I probably did that. I just don't think about it. You know, look, I live by myself. I've gotten used to, like, you know, when you're just by yourself, you're not going to close the door. What are you worried about? So, you know, I just... You know, is it really that big of a deal? I mean, you know, doesn't that just show I'm comfortable around you?
You know what? You should never be that comfortable with somebody. Oh, my God. Like, bathroom time is the door is there for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, who raised
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's alone time.
You're saying, like, if, hypothetically speaking, if we were in, like, a relationship for, like, months, eventually we're going to start sharing a bathroom. So, like, you know, you wouldn't be in front of me? I you would be, like, weirded out if I peed in front of you?
Yes. Oh, my God. No. There's, you know what? I don't care if we're married, if we just
years.
Met.
Yeah.
Like, there is no time when I'm going to be peeing in front of anyone or watching anyone else pee. You know what I mean? Like, why would I do that? That's so unnecessary. Like, why would I be in a relationship with some guy with zero manners? You know what I'm saying?
No, it sounds uptight to me, to
seems,
be totally honest.
Seems like a little bit of an overreaction to me, too, Ben.
Does it?
It does sound like an overreaction.
Carla, we are not the crazy people here. We are not the crazy ones.
Look.
Wow.
Never, ever, in no circumstances are you ever, you don't believe in any relationship you're ever going to pee in the same room as that person, Carla.
What is wrong with that? That grosses me. And especially, can you think about this? This is the first time I'm seeing this guy. I don't even know him, and he's peeing in front of me?
He says he's comfortable with you. A lot of drinks were involved. I feel like this could be a second date if we could just get past this. But Carla, you will have to make...
That's too comfortable.
Thank you.
What's wrong with... But listen to what you're saying. Too comfortable. Why is... Why are we afraid of being... too comfortable.
This could be a connection.
Because some things don't need witnesses, my man, and that is one of those things. I don't pee in front of my husband.
It's just
Never, ever.
He was in the room when I gave birth to two kids.
That says a lot. All right, Carlos, I'm guessing no second date. Last chance.
No, thank you.
All right. Ben, I'm sorry. I'm sorry this didn't work out the way you wanted it to. But guys, thank y'all so much for being on the show today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.